Welcome to Unique Singapore. I will give you a tour in this tiny red spot city-state from five different aspects. Number 1. Changi Airport. Changi Airport is famous for its high level of efficiency and extensive range of amenities. Skytrax, voted the airport famous for its butterfly garden, movie theatre and swimming pool, the best in the world in its annual World Airport Awards for the seventh year in a row. The ranking is determined by travellers voting in a global customer satisfaction survey. Changi Airport offers many green spaces in its terminals, including the cactus, water lily, orchid and sunflower gardens. Kinetic Rain is a moving sculpture in the departure check-in hall of Terminal 1. It's breathtakingly amazing, isn't it? People can also watch a free movie, play games at the gaming center, and take a shower at the airport after a long journey. Also, massage and beauty services are also available. Number 2. Graffiti punishment. The maximum penalty for vandalism is a fine of $2,000 or up to 3 years in jail, in addition to 3 to 8 strokes of the cane. Caning is a widely used form of corporal punishment in Singapore. In 2010, a Swiss software consultant was jailed and caned for spray painting graffiti on a train in Singapore. 2 Germans were caned and jailed for Singapore train graffiti in 2015 too. However, visitors can go to Haji Lane to have a look at the approved graffiti street arts. Number 3. Ice cream sandwich carts. Singaporeans love their ice cream between 2 slices of bread. It is usually sold by street vendors across the island. It is the perfect way to cool down under the sweltering Singapore sun. Number 4. Bag drinks. From morning kopi o to afternoon teh tarik, hot and cold beverages purchased from hawker centres are often served in plastic drawstring bags with a straw because it's cheap and convenient. Number 5. Chopping. Handkerchief packets serve a dual function here in Singapore. Apart from the obvious, they are also used to reserve tables at food courts or public eating areas, a common practice called chopping. The more daring choppers use their staff IDs, keys, and even mobile phones to reserve their seats while they are off purchasing food. This is also a showcase of how safe the city is. All right, I hope you know Singapore better and deeper. See you next time.